Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who do they kill? The cartels kill whoever's not on their payroll. You don't get to run. They run the place. This has been my biggest fear for this country, that this would happen as the Democrats merged with the gangs. Folks, have you heard the news? Cartel hit put on an ICE agent. $2,000 for information on his whereabouts. Why would you do that? Well, because the Trump administration's finally pressured the Apple Store, the app shops, to get rid of the ice block apps. In other words, where you can track where these agents are. So the cartels have lost track of them. Okay, so that's why the $2,000 reward. $10,000 reward offered for his assassination. By who? Mexican gang leader in Chicago. Let me repeat that. Mexican gang leader in Chicago. Why? He has come of age in this Mexican culture where two groups of people get assassinated. Number one, politicians not on the payroll. Number two, who? Google it. It'll blow your mind. Police officers not on the payroll. You die. Mayors not on the payroll. You die. Police chief not on the payroll. Yeah, your life expectancy is about 9 months to a year. You're going to die. The only way you can even try it is to have your own protection crew armed 24/7 around you, and they still kill you anyway. That just happened in Chicago. I've been warning about it. Listen to the details in this indictment. Oh my gosh, it's so much worse than the headlines. So the ICE agents are out. They're doing their neighborhood patrol, picking up illegals. This has happened in this country for over 100 years. This is not unusual, okay? This is not a dictatorship. This is not some new thing Trump's doing. And they're on patrol. 10 people pull up, ram them, and surround them. You know that part, right? One of them pulls out a gun. They're forced to shoot her. They call 911 for backup. No police come. They also call other ICE agents for backup. Those ICE agents roll in another car. That car is quickly surrounded. So you know the story, right? And they are intimidated, boxed in by violent left-wing thugs. We'll get to them in a minute. What we did not know then, but what we know now from the indictment, is who was coming when the Chicago PD did not respond. This guy, Martinez, Juan Espinoza Martinez, an alleged ranking member of the Latin Kings, Mexican gang in Chicago, had ordered his street thugs to pick up guns and head to the scene. This was about to get so much worse. I got so many questions here. I've told you the Democrat Party is merging. We still don't know who gave the order to hold back the Chicago PD. Now we know a murderous gang member who, thank God, is in custody this morning. There is still some shred of civilization in this post-American blue territory of Chicago. Thank God he is in, and he's charged with soliciting a murder of a federal agent. He needs to go to prison for the rest of his life. just so that he cannot come back and merge with the Democrat Party again on the streets of Chicago. Now, let me ask you a question. You see the two who rammed those agents? You see the one woman who they shot? You notice something about her? What's her last name? Martinez. What's his last name? Martinez. Maybe it's a coincidence. Could be. They're both Hispanic. Were those gang members? See, that's where my mind goes as a crime reporter. Were those gang members? He ordered his gang to pick up their guns and to go after those ICE agents.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they get rammed by two Hispanics, one whose name is Martinez. I don't know. I'm just listing facts. Then as they're pinned down, they're exchanging fire. They're calling the Chicago PD. Chicago PD doesn't come. Did the Chicago PD know that a hit had been put out on them? Did the Chicago PD know that those cartel members, by his orders, were closing in? We dodged something horrible by this much. It's in the 8 pages of the indictment. You can read it if you go to Fox News. They've got a link to it. This is what happens in Mexico. You're either on the payroll or they kill you. This is the model I've been saying for a long time. The Democrats prefer. This is why they are getting violent over the ripping out of the cartel structure they have merged with. This is why they care more about ICE picking up gangsters than they do some mom working illegally as a waitress in a kitchen somewhere. And so this is the big detail here that's really getting lost. I didn't even know it till I read the indictment. I almost didn't. It's 8 pages, a lot to read before the show. I thought, well, it's just 8 pages. I'll see if I can whip through it. The complaint says a confidential source told investigators that after the police-involved shooting on October 4th, right? So that's where they have to defend themselves from the woman whose name is also Martinez. Weird. She Latin Kings too? Bet she is. I bet she is. That's what we're going to find out next. So the shooting goes down involving the border agents in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood. Martinez, the guy arrested for putting the hit out on the ICE agent, sent Latin Kings members to 39th and Kedzie in response. And it just happens to be the Chicago PD holds back the police. Did they know? Did they know this cartel member was coming to kill these ICE agents? I bet you they did. Whoever gave that order knows. Who is it? I don't know. That's a mystery. Yeah, the police chief, he's right on TV right now on Fox News. Who, me? No, what? No, I never would give an order. Never, never, never. Somebody did. We've got the audio and we've got the screenshot of it on the dispatch system. Some patriot inside that building, inside the dispatch building, leaked it. Somebody gave that order. Who was it? Because we need to get that person We need warrants. We need to see their phone. We need to know who they talk to. I want every phone number. I want every contact. Because I guarantee you it's going to go right back to the Latin Kings. It's going to go right back to the Latin Kings, folks. I've been telling you this is coming. It's here. We got to make a choice as a country. We are going to come back, go back into these blue Marxist post-American territories where the Democrats are merging with the cartels, and we will not recover from that. Not from that assassination culture. And folks, they love this assassination culture. The Democrats do. They're in love with it. They're in love with the idea of sending cartel hitmen after us. They love it. Exhibit A is Virginia. Top cop, guy running to be the top cop, his position is that it's good when cops die. Also, it's very helpful when his Republican opposition dies and their children. And Democrats not even withdrawing their endorsements of this guy. So where we are this morning, I can't believe where we are this morning. I mean, where are we going to be in a week from now at this rate?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.